ancient libraries and museums. It is almost funny when UFO investigators and treasure hunters can't find information on what they are looking for and they blame the Vatican Library. I have been seeing this more and more lately. I admit the library might seem mysterious, especially since it probably contains some of the oldest records on Earth and it is a mostly secret library which most people are not allowed to use. This drives some people to think it contains everything from the reasons UFOs are flying in our skies, to secret places where miracles might have taken place. There are other libraries which are very ancient and are still around. One library which is said to be even the oldest in the world by some is the Al-Qa'ian Library. It is located in Fez, Morocco. It was opened in 859 AD. In contrast, the Vatican Library was said to have been established in 1475 AD. The Al-Qa'ian Library is mostly closed off in some areas, except to a few people. The library was seen to be eroding due to the fact a river was running under it. It has been renovated and reopened. The next library is said by many to be even older. It is the St. Catherine Monastery Library. The exact date it opened is not available, but it is somewhere between 548 and 565 AD. It is located in the Sinai, Egypt. Can you imagine a library having operated for about 1,500 years or more? This is a library which existed before printed books. One has to wonder what treasures are on its shelves. How many ancient scrolls and handwritten books, if examined carefully, might be able to answer some of the questions about our human past? There are actually libraries which were very ancient and have disappeared because they were destroyed. It seems when ancient wars took place, one of the victims were the libraries. Were the opposing armies trying to erase the culture and knowledge of those races? It amazes me there were such ancient libraries in existence in those early days. It is said there was a grand library in Constantinople in the 4th century which lasted to the 13th century before it was destroyed, and other ancient libraries which are no longer with us. We all know about the very ancient cities and sites which were found in Turkey. They also had an ancient library in the 3rd century. It is said to have been the second best library in the world at the time, only rivaled by the library in Alexandria, in Egypt. The ancient library was located in Pergamum, a Greek colony. When the ruler died, it became part of the Roman Republic. Mark Antony was said to have sacked the library and given the 200,000 scrolls it contained to Cleopatra. There are more ancient libraries which are still around, but I think I might be more interested in museums, and it seems there were even museums which were older than libraries. I did a little research and found what is believed to be the first museum, and I couldn't believe the date it was built. The museum was Eniguldi Nana's Museum, built in 530 BC in what is now Iraq. Princess Eniguldi of Babylon built it. One might wonder what could such a museum contain, and that would be a good question to ask. It was said to contain objects from earlier Mesopotamian civilizations. As we museum goers understand, there are many different types of museums. One of the first art museums is the Capitoline Museum, which was built in 1471, on top of Capitoline Hill in Rome. It was built to house a collection of statues the Pope had donated to the people. The Vatican museums are believed to be the second oldest art museums, the first being built in 1506. Today it is said they house some of the most important art collections in the world. I admit, I am fascinated more by the general museums and even more about what might be in their basements. There are just so many stories of things being sent to museums which the museums later denied receiving. There could be things lost in those basements, especially in the very large museums. There might even be things hidden down there because scientists thought they either didn't fit into the evolutionary theory, or thought it was too dangerous to let us know about them. There are just so many stories of articles being sent to museums and being lost. I remember one story where a scientist was exploring Sardinia, a place where there were supposed to be giants living at one time. He got all excited when he found a very large human tooth. It was too large to fit the mouth of an ordinary human. He took the tooth and sent it to his local museum to be examined, and when he didn't hear back, he contacted them and they told him they never received it. Some giant skeletons were said to have been sent to museums, and this was denied by the museums while the scientists swore they sent them. There are stories of objects being sent to museums we have no way of knowing were true. Sometimes stories sound too incredible to be true, but it is easier for someone hiding something to deny this type of story. Take the story about Death Valley. It was said an explorer saw a cave on the side of a cliff and roped down to it. When he entered, he was very surprised to see hieroglyphics on the walls. As he walked deeper into the cave, he began to see other ancient objects which seemed to be ancient Egyptian, and finally he saw mummies. He couldn't believe his eyes. There are a couple of different versions of this story, but one states the Smithsonian was notified. When he went back to the cave, it was closed and the area was marked off limits to the public. He contacted the museum and was told they didn't know what he was talking about. Had some ancient Egyptians escaped the Romans and come here to hide, and did they take the mummy of Cleopatra with them? We may never know. Could there be information in some of these ancient libraries and museums which could supply some answers about our ancient ancestors and give us more information on what the ancient world was really like? I have the idea it was a lot more like our world today than we suspect, just with less technology.